So I want to hear about Andy's case, your 65-year-old lady.
So this one was really interesting, and it's interesting when you get into cultural things with patients. She's 65. She actually had twins by surrogate 3 years earlier, and then noticed that when she had these babies that she actually started having a discharge from her right breast. She hadn't had a mammogram in a very, very long time, but she had this discharge now and thought, well, the Lord says that she had these babies and now she can breastfeed them. So she actually started feeding these babies, and then the discharge turned from milky white to blood, and then she stopped and went to a doctor because she also noticed that her right arm was swelling. And she had a lump in her right breast. So he sent her on to imaging, and there was indeed a very large lump in her breast, as well as regional lymph node enlargement. So when she came to see me, she had had a biopsy showing an ERPR negative. HER2 actually was overexpressed by FISH with a lot of enlarged lymph nodes and bony metastases. So,
maybe I could just ask George what you would be thinking of a patient presented like that today.
So, if I understood correctly, she's presented with stage 4 HER2 positive disease.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I missed the estrogen receptor
test. Negative.
ERPR negative. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I'd be thinking this is actually the patient who did really well on Cleopatra, is what I would think.
This patient also had brain mets. To what extent?
She did have brain mets, and they were just found on imaging. She was not symptomatic with her brain mets. There were a couple of small mets, so she went on to have those treated, as well as some of the larger bony sites. She was in a wheelchair when I first saw her due to pain in her hips, due to bony mets. So she was getting a lot of radiation initially for this palliative care.
And maybe you can summarize her course and any questions you might want to bring up about her.
Right, so I actually, because of all this, I just decided to start her on Avalbin and trastuzumab, since it is well tolerated, and I was concerned about cytopenias with her, with all the radiation that she was having. And she actually responded quite well. Her nodal disease went away, her breast started shrinking down, and she was also getting treatment for her bone metastases and actually was up out of the wheelchair. I was hoping to get her on for surgery, and since she was responding so well and was stronger, then I switched her over to a Cleopatra-based regimen.
Just to clarify, surgery, you mean in the breast?
In the breast, yes. Because, you know, the issue with these locally advanced diseases that I've seen in the breast is I don't think there's really good perfusion into the breast tissue. And so even though I had other distant control with her, her breast wasn't really shrinking that much.
So you were concerned about local control.
I was very concerned about local control and the breast progressing and eventually breaking down.